Today's Mishnah is on Masechta Shviyos, Perek Gimel Mishnah Zayin and Perek Gimel Mishnah Ches. So we're continuing along in the latter part of the third Perek of Masechta Shviyos, where the Mishnayos are discussing a halacha that was put in place by the Rabbanon that states that not only is a person not allowed to work his field on Shviyos, but a person is also not allowed to do something that's going to give off the appearance that he's preparing his field for future avoda. So they took working in the field on Shviyos so seriously that you can't even do something in your field that's going to look like that the reason you're doing this is probably because you're being mechen, you're preparing for future malach. So for example, and that was really the primary topic of the Mishnayos that we learned, you're not allowed to move rocks and stones from your field on Shviyos. What could possibly be wrong with moving rocks and stones? There's no issur to carry. There's no issur muktza. The issur is to work the field. I'm just removing rocks and stones from my field. I'm in the construction business. I'm doing it because I want to build. What could be wrong? What's wrong is that if you were going to plow your field down and you were going to plant something in your field, you would first remove all the rocks and stones. As a result, it seems a little bit, there's the optics, there's the impression and the appearance that maybe you're doing this because you want to prepare your field to work, and it's for that reason, this is something that the Chachamim forbid one to do. Now, being that this is only us and the Rabbanon, so it's for that reason, there were certain instances where the Rabbanon said that in this case, it's not a problem. What does it depend on? Very simple. Does it look like you're preparing the field now for work, or does it not look like you're preparing the field? If it looks like you're preparing the field for work, well, we have a problem. If it doesn't look, if it's obvious that that's not what's going on over here, then it's not going to be an issue. So the Mishnah now is going to discuss another case of where you're allowed to remove stones from a field, and the reason is because there's an umdana. It's just too obvious that what you're doing right now has nothing to do with preparing the field for work. Zok de Mishnah. Avonim shezizosan hamachresha. So we're talking about stones that were embedded inside the ground. The farmer had his plow, he went through the field, and he caused the avanim to be mizazeya. He caused them to move a little bit. Or these stones were covered, and because of the fact that you plowed through it a little bit, viniskalu, they were suddenly uncovered. Now, they're still somewhat embedded in the ground. However, they moved a little bit, they were uncovered, which means that if you exert enough effort and you want to pull it out of the ground, this is something that you'd be allowed to do. Says the Mishnah, Im yesh bem shtayim shel masu shnayim shnayim. In the event you have two such stones, and the stones are so big that each one of them requires two people to carry them, harei elu yunaklu, the halach is that if you want to take it, you're going to be able to take it. And the reason is because in this case, even though you're removing stones from your field, it does not look like you're preparing it to work. And the reason is because to remove these stones right now is going to involve tircha. For two reasons. Number one, they're embedded in the ground. They're very, very heavy stones. And really, if you were planning on working the field, you know what would happen? You would take your plow, you would do another sweep through the field, you would loosen them even more, and it would then become easier for you to carry it. So why are you yanking them out of the ground now? You know why? Because you don't plan on plowing the field again, because you're not really preparing it. What you're doing is you're taking the stones because you want the stones for whatever reason. So being that the appearance is more that you want the stones, less than you're preparing it for melacha, it's that reason the Mishnah says, if you want to take it, you can take it on Shviyas. It's not included in the Issa, the Rabbanon, of removing stones from a field on Shviyas. If somebody wants to remove small stones, loose stones, until now we're talking about like larger stones, where it doesn't look like you're simply removing it to clear the field, but maybe you're removing it for a purpose. But what happens if somebody removes easy stones? So that really should be a problem. But the Mishnah says there is a time where it's going to be okay. Noitelas al yonis. For example, if you want, you can take upper stones. As long as you leave the ones that are touching the ground. So if there's two layers of stones, as long as the ones that are physically touching the ground remain where they are, you'd be allowed to remove the upper layer. The same would be true if you have a bundle of rocks, a gal shel avanim, or if you have a pile of stones. Noitelas al yonis. You're allowed to take the top ones. And you just can't take the ones that are touching the ground. If you remove the stones that are touching the ground, now it looks like you're clearing the ground. If all you take is the ones on top, then it's not a problem. If, however, you have stones, and underneath the stones there's a bedrock or the straw, then the halacha is even allowed to take the stones that are touching the ground. You can take all the stones. And the reason is because you're not going to plow that area. That's not a makom that's royal Israel. So being that area is not going to be plowed anyways, it's not going to be a problem. Because again, what's the gist of this halacha? There's no issur really to remove stones. It's just that removing stones makes it look like it gives off the impression that the reason you're doing this is because you're preparing the land for it to be. So, in these cases, it's not a problem, and therefore it's not going to be an issue. Mishnah Ches, Ein boinin madregois al pi hageoyos erev shvius mishapasku hagesham. A person is not allowed to build steps going down to the geoyos. So a ge is like a valley. That's an area where the water would congregate and would gather during the course of the winter. So you're not allowed to build steps to go down to the valley where the water is, Erev Shvius. This is the sixth year. Forget about Shvius itself. Mishapasku hagishamim, once the rain stops. And the reason is, b'pneishu mesaknin l'shvius. Because it looks like the reason you're building these steps is because you plan on going to get the water on Shvius. Why would you get the water on Shvius? Probably watering your field. You're not allowed to water your field on Shvius. Oh, it's for that reason the Chachamim said that in the sixth year, you're already not allowed to build the steps. So what happens is it would rain, and the rainwater would gather in these areas, these very, very large ditches, these gay oyos. Now, how would you get there? You would have to build steps. But the water was necessary during the season. Once the season passed, you wouldn't need it again until the next year. So once it's Pasku Hakshama, and once the rain season stops, at that point, why would you build steps? It's probably for next year. Next year, what do you need the water for next year? To water your field. Next year is going to be Shemitah. See, here we have a halacha that the Chacham said you can't do something even Erev Shvius, even during the sixth year. Because by doing it in the sixth year, it looks like you're eventually going to be doing Malacha during the seventh year. Says the Mishnah, Achidish, Avo Boinu Hu Bashvius Misha Pasku Hakshama. You can't do this during the sixth year, but counterintuitively, if you want it during the seventh year, you can. Because if you do it in the seventh year, once it stops raining, why would you be doing it? Again, it's not negated the seventh year anymore. It'd be negated the eighth year. Oh, for the eighth year, it's not a problem. I thought I'm not allowed to work on Shemitah. I'm not working. I'm just building steps. I'm not allowed to work the field. Here, all I'm doing is building steps. So if the building steps makes it look like I'm going to work on Shemitah, it's a problem. Just like I can't remove stones from my field on Shemitah. Why? Because it looks like I'm about to work. So too, I can't build steps even in the sixth year because it looks like I'm going to be working on Shemitah. However, as it relates to doing it on Shemitah itself, once it's Pascha Hagshamim, if anything, it looks like I'm going to be working in the eighth year. The eighth year is not Shemitah. As a result, that's not going to be an issue. Another halacha in the Mishnah says that this area where the water is, in the event that you want to build a wall around it, right? You want to build a dam, so you want to build a wall, so you could. However, you can't make it too tight. The reason is, if you make it too tight, it looks like you're trying to contain the water for the Shemitah year, and that's not something you're allowed to do. So during the Shemitah year, the halacha is, you're not allowed to make this area too tight. You could build steps going down. You can't build this wall around it. It's a little bit of a wall. You could. As a person is working, so you're building the steps, for example, on Shemitah, that the Mishnah said you're allowed to do. So while you're doing that, if you want to remove stones, you're allowed to. So any stone that is easy for you to be pushed it as the other velitla to stretch your hand out and take, I raise it to not that you're allowed to. Meaning, even though ordinarily it's not so poshut for a person to remove stones on Shemitah, but in this instance, while you're working, if you would pick up a stone, agav, it wouldn't be a problem. Because it would look like you're picking up the stone for what it is you're building, or for the work that you're doing, for the steps that you're making. As for that reason, this is not going to be an issue.